Zot the Gemara, my time. Hey, how come these two mitzvahs, Pesach, Mezuzah, and Tzitzis, is the Machshir and is not the Chishabis? Om Rav Yosef, the fish ain't kavul lehem zman. Because there's no zman when you bedavka have to be mekayim the mitzvah. Is any time you want you can mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis or be mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. Omalei abaya adaraba. That's a svara. Pumfaket is a svara. Midiyen kavul lehem zman. Since there's no zman when you bedavka have to have the mitzvah, you can do the mitzvah whenever you want. Abazay faket kol shosa v'shosa zimnehu. Anytime you want, there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis, to put on the mezuzah. So churavadet should be doicha Shabbos. So Rashi v'chivon sheish lo talis b'chol yoim shemasho b'loy tzitzis. Every day you leave the talis, the beged, without putting tzitzis on it. Or if you be yesi, you be mevatel the mitzvah esay. V'yafilu manachas b'kulses is a man the yom that's called choyvois habeged. Even if you have the talis in the drawer and you don't put tzitzis on it, you mevatel the mitzvah esay. Hilkach, the svari is called Yoyme Ramya Mitzvos Yalei. Avada, every day you should have a chiv to put tzitzis on. So Avada should be Deicha Shabbos. What kind of svari is this? Since you can do the mitzvah any time, it's not Deicha Shabbos. Elo Zakti Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Yitzchak, Viteima Rav Huna, Parei de Rav Yeshua, Hoyelu Viyode Lahavkiron. Is the reason why mezuzah and tzitzis are different, because there's not a chayves hagavra, you have to do the mitzvah. Let's say you're mafka your house. You make it hefka, you don't own your house anymore. You have no chiv to put on a mezuzah? Just like someone that doesn't own a house at all, he has no chiv in the right to put up a mezuzah. Even if you rent the house, it's only with the rabbanon the chiv to put it up. Well, let's say someone doesn't rent the house either. And if you don't have a house, you have no chiv to put up a mezuzah. Well, then, if you don't own a beged, you don't have a beged or dalek canvas of four corners, you have no chiv to put on tzitzis. So even if you own the beged, but there's a svara, since you could be mafka to make it hefka, to take off your ownership, it's not called the chayvus agarva. You have no chiv to mekayim this mitzvah. Just if you have a house and if you have a beggar, then you can do the mitzvah. But you're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. Therefore, these mitzvahs are not doicha Shabbos. Shrashi v'yodim lafkiron v'nafkim rishus. Go out of your rishus. V'lav olei ram yichayvose. It's not called the chayvus agarva. You have no chiv to mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, it's not doicha Shabbos. Yeah, that's pshat neblezer. Now we'll go be mazda. How do we know that all these mitzvahs, even the machshirimos, are also deicha Shabbos? Omama, the Brisa said before, lulav, the mitzvahs lulav on sukkis, v'chol machshirov, and all the machshirin, mean even to cut the lulav off the tree, or to carry through shus rabim, is deicha as a Shabbos, divi Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer holds all these mitzvahs are the hechshir as deicha Shabbos. For the more menolin of Reb Lezer, how does he know that even the mitzvahs lulav, the hechshir as deicha Shabbos? If you want to learn out from the two mitzvahs we had before the Gzeir Shava, then we learn out Shteh Lechem from Omer, so just like those two mitzvahs are Deichem, who are then the mitzvahs of Lulav is, so the Gemara Nein, Shekein Tzarek Gevoya, you can't learn out Lulav from Kabonis. By the Mincha Soim and Shteh Lechem, they're both Kabonis, you bring in the Mincha Lashem, maybe that's why it's Choshev to be Deich Shabbos. But mitzvahs Lulav is not Tzarek Gevoya, maybe it's not Deich Shabbos. Elohim Makro, that is a fairish apostle by mitzvahs Lulav. Pasuk says ba'yoyim. He says lekachtem lechemeis ba'yoyim harishon. Vidashin ba'yoyim afilu b'shabbos. Every time the tezvov is betishrei, you bedavka have to take the lulav, even though it comes out on Shabbos. So Drashi ba'yoyim afilu b'shabbos. Midloik siv barishon. Why does it say lekachtem lechem ba'yoyim harishon? Is ledrosha also? Come and tell us ledrosha the b'chol yoyim sharishon chag. Any day. That's the first day of Sukkot, there's a chiyuv to take a lulav, even if it comes out on Shabbos. So the Gemara Lamai Hilchaso, what is the pasuk telling me that the chiyuv to take the lulav on Shabbos midiraisa? Ilay milatiltul, that you're allowed to shake the lulav on Shabbos. The Gemara Itzvah Krol Mishrei Tiltul. Avadim midiraisa, there's no issa to touch a lulav on Shabbos. Only midirabonin, the gzera, Shem Yavren al Dal Damas, Rabbonin said not to take the lulav on Shabbos. But midiraisa, there's no issa touching, picking up a lulav, shaking a lulav on Shabbos. So that is mutter to be mekayim the mitzvah lulav on Shabbos. What do we need a pasuk for b'yoyim? So the Mori Ela Lamach Shirov. Elamai is telling me that even the hechshir of the mitzvah, in the case where you didn't pick the lulav off the tree yet, on Shabbos according to Rebbe Lezer, you're allowed to pick the lulav off the tree. Or you're allowed to bring the lulav through a shus rabim to somebody to mekayim the mitzvah. That's according to Rebbe Lezer. Avad l'loch, we hold it's awesome. But according to Rebbe Lezer, it's mutter. So the more of Rabbonin, La Locha is the Sahumi Boile, what do we do with the Pasik Bayoim? Mi Boile Bioim Bula Balailo. to tell us that the mitzvah lulav is only neig b'yoyim on tezvav v'tishrei. The mitzvah is b'yoyim and not at laila. So the more of Reb Lezer, how does he know this din that lulav is only b'yoyim not b'laila? B'yoyim v'loy b'laila minolei. So the more nafkalei from a different posik. Nafkalei from the posik mivasamachtem lifnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yomim. So this. We start in Yomim v'loy leilos. Says the mitzvah by Sukkah is nogeya 7 days and not by night. Is that more of Rabbonon? It's true. Rabbonon say no. Still we need a pasuk here by Yom that lulav is dafka by Yom and not by leila. Vasalka taitechamino neilav shivas Yomim misukkah. Faket, learn out lulav from the mitzvah Sukkah. Ma lahalin yomim ve'afilu leilo is just like the mitzvah tid in the sukkah is noig by day and by night is afkan yomim ve'afilu leilos by mitzvahs lulav. I would think the same thing. The mitzvahs lulav is noig by yom and by leilo. Kamashma, I need a special posik by yom harishon. Take the lulav only by yom harishon. Dafka by yom v'la b'leilo. Good. Says the machlekes Reb Lezer and Rabbonin. Fredik Mor Rabbo, according to Reb Lezer, lichter rachmona b'lulav. V'neisi hanech v'neil f'minei. As according to Reb Lezer, what do I need a posik by a shtel lechem for gzeir shavo? Let's learn out a shtel lechem from lulav. Madav lulav is doich shavis, and it's not tzorch a gevoya. So avada the mitzvah shtel lechem should be doich shavis. So the Gemara name mishum dikel mifrach agres the kashem. Madav lulav shekein toyin arbo minim. I say the lulav has 4 minim with it, and it's the kuvah of the 4 minim. You have to have the esrig, the adasim, and their others. About this one big cheftza before mitzvahs, that's a choshev zech. Maybe that's doiches Shabbos. Mashenkin the kabonis, even though it's sercha gevoya, maybe the shtei lechem will not be doiches Shabbos. That's why I need a special posse to tell me no, the shtei lechem is also doiches Shabbos. Shvashi b'nei se oimer v'shtei lechem nei v'lom lekos b'kulei imilul v'mamtzin imilul shu. Yeah. Right. Sukkah, the next part of the price is said, Sukkah v'chomach, shirei adoichin es ha-Shabbos divrei Reb Lezer. He holds that if you didn't build the Sukkah, you're allowed to build it on Shabbos. Marminole l'Reb Lezer, how does he know that the mitzvah Sukkah, also the machshirim, is also doichin Shabbos? Im mei oim, if you learn it out from the oim, min shtei lechem, shenkein tzorach gevoya. No, those are kabonis, maybe only because it's a korban, is a doichin the hechshir Shabbos. Im mei lulav, I learn it out from lulav, it's not a tzorach gevoya. Shekein toyin arbo minim, and maybe no, it's the svar we had before. Lulav is more chomer because there are 4 minim with the mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah, that's why it's doiches Shabbos. But maybe Sukkah is only one mitzvah, it's not doiches Shabbos. El zok gemara gomar shivas yomim milulav. Then our gzei reshava shivas yomim masukah to lulav. Ma lahalin machshirin doiches es Shabbos, just like by lulav. The hechsher of the lulav, the picking off the lulav, or carrying the lulav is doiches Shabbos. Afkan, who are then by Sukkah, nami machshir of doiches es Shabbos. That if you have to, you light to build the sukkah even on Shabbos according to Reb Lezer. So Rashi gomar zayin yomim of gzeira shava astilei v'yach pagav diena mufni, even though it's not mufni mishnei tzedodim to gav lulav chad shivas yom hudichsif. But Rashi Reb Lezer lemuti leilos is going, yeah, before we said according to Reb Lezer, you could ask the kasha and you don't have the gzeira shava. The Torah says here, kivin the goli rachmona b'yomer u'shtei alechem lulav. We know already there's such a story that the hechsher the mitzvahs of the Shabbos. As according to Reb Lezer, it's a gilu milsa b'yamu. It's only a gilu milsa telling us that this mitzvah also has that cloud that the hechsher could be deich Shabbos. Melev loy pachim nolay. Melev yoni has a kasher on this. Vayte. Obezoi v'lichter v'achmona b'sukkah. Obezoi now let the Torah just say by sukkah that the hechsher is deich Shabbos. V'neisei hanech v'nigmim minei. And let's turn out now shtei halechim that is deich Shabbos. So Drashi v'neisei hanech means oimer shtei alechem. Hey, savada lulav, you have to have, of course, make an gzeira shavav sukkah to lulav. But what do you have to have the posik by shtei alechem for and by the oimer? Those two are extra. Let's turn it out from sukkah lulav, madur sukkah lulav. It's not sorfe gevoya. The extra is deich Shabbos, avada by shtei alechem, which is sorfe gevoya, avada should be deich Shabbos. So tomorrow night, mishum likul mifrach mala sukkah, shchein heges b'leilas ki b'yomim. A mitzvah sukkah is noig even by night time. Mashenkin kabonah shtei alechem and lechem upon him, and shtei alechem and the minchas oimer is only negei b'yoyim and not b'layla. So Mila, I can't learn it out from sukkah. Shrashi v'ilu ma... Yeah, it's right. Right. Matzah v'ayta v'chol machshirei d'ochin es ha-shabbos. So then the mitzvah matzah is d'ochin es ha-shabbos d'ivri ha-blezah. means if you didn't don't have wheat, you don't have flour to make the matzah, you let it go and cut off the wheat and start grinding it on Shabbos to make the matzah, according to Reb Lezer. Minole the Reb Lezer, how does he know that even the mitzvah's matzah, the hefshur is lecha Shabbos? Im may oimer shtei lechem, if you learn it out from the mitzvah's oimer. And shtei lechem vayter shkein, so gavoy, you can't learn out. Those are kabonis, that's why they're lecha Shabbos. Mashenke and matzah is not sorcha gavoy. Im iluluv, learn it out from mitzvah's luluv, it's not sorcha gavoy. Hateino shkein turin abo minim. Lulav has a chshiva that there are four mitzvahs with it. Maybe that's why it's doicha Shabbos. I im is sukkah, learn it out from sukkah, doesn't have four minim. Of a shkein heges, belailas kabi yomim. Sukkah is noig even by night time. Mashenke, the mitzvah's matzah is only nogeya leil tezvov. The post says the area of toichel matzah is. It's not nogeya b'yoyim midiraisa. So you can't learn out matzah from sukkah. Sukkah is nogeya b'yoyim en balailam. Matzah is only nogeya balailam. Elo gomar chamishosa chamishosa mechag asukis. And not a gzera shava chamishosa chamishosa. Ma lahalal machshire doich nes a Shabbos, just like by sukkah. The hechshur is doich a Shabbos. Av kan machshire doich nes a Shabbos. Here also by matzah, the hechshur, the cutting off the wheat and grinding it is also doich a Shabbos. For the more of a lichta v'rachmona b'matzah, v'neisi hanich v'ligma minei, let's start out everything from matzah. Matzah is the most cool dika mitzvah. So madach matzah d'echa Shabbos, avad rule yavim mitzvahs. So the more mishum dikla mifrach, mala matzah, shkein neheges b'noshim kibanoshim. Now tell you know, matzah has a chumra, even though it's a mitzvah seish as man grama, but still the noshim amachuyiv in mitzvahs matzah. Ma'ashen kein mitzvahs luluv, and mitzvah sukkah noshim apotifrim. It's mean I can't learn out sukkah and luluv from mitzvahs matzah. So Rashi, Benoshim kibanoshim, the afinu v'psochim. Pasuk says, lo teichol olav chometz, is shivas yom teichol olav matzah. So we have a hekish, kol sheyeshne about teichol chometz. Whoever is bechal the lav not to eat chometz, is yeshne b'kum echol matzah. He's bechal the kumesei to eat matzah. Now, Benoshim, women, is naiv about teichol chometz. They have had to have the lav not to eat chometz on Pesach. Why the chol mitzvahs loisasein? Every mitzvah loisasein ben shezman groma ben shein asman groma chayovis. Avada loisaseis noshma mechuyiv and all the loisaseis. Lafuke sukkah lulav mashenke and the mitzvah sukkah lulav lesnayo benoshim. Noshim apota from sukkah lulav midiraisa. The mitzvah saseis asman groma lepota. So that's why I can't learn it out from matzah. So the more vayter. Shofar v'chol machshirov doichin es haShabbos. What then the Brisa said that the mitzvah shofar is also doichin Shabbos. Divrei Reb Lezer. That says if you didn't pull off the shofar before Shabbos off the horn, off the rain, you let it do it on Shabbos, off the aisle. You could do it on Shabbos. Is minolei the Reb Lezer. How does he know that the machshirin of shofar is doichin Shabbos? I meyoymer shtei lechem, she can't serve kavoya. Why do those like kabonis? You can't learn it out from kabonis. Maybe dafka kabonis sorcha gevoya is doicha Shabbos. Mashenke mitzvahs shofar is not sorcha gevoya. Imi lulav she can't turn abo minim. Lulav has a milo v'shofar. Lulav has four minim to it. Imi sukkah is from the mitzvah sukkah. She can't neheges belailos kibyomim. Atay sukkah has the milo that is noig zay b'yoyim zay belailo. Mashenke shofar is only negeya b'yoyim and not belailo. Imi matzah learn out from the din of matzah the machshinu of the Shabbos shekein heges b'noshim kibanoshim. Matzah is more chomer than shofar. Shofar is a mitzvah aseish as man groma that noshim apota from hearing the shofar. Mashenke noshim amuchuyiv tita matzah. So maybe only matzah is doicha Shabbos, not shofar. Elowa makro therefore need a posik yoim teruah yilachem. We dashin b'yoim afilu b'Shabbos. You let it blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Is Lamai. What do I need a posik for to tell me you're allowed to blow the shofar even on Shabbos? Midiraisa. Ilaim Latkiya. If the posik is telling me Poshet Geret that you're allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos, Hotona Deve Shmuel. Hotona Deve Shmuel already learned that we die to say, Kol Meleches Avoida Leisasso. The Torah says on Shabbos you can't do the Lamates Meleches of Meleches Avoida. Yotzesot ki ha-shofar ma-shenkin blowing the shofar. Or redias ha-pas, taken off the bread, taken off the lechem, off the sides of the oven, shi-choch mavyeinu melocha. Midiraisa, there's no issa, taken off the pas, off the sides of the oven. There's no issa, midiraisa, blowing the shofar on Shabbos. Because it's only called a chochma, not a melocha. It's not a choshev a meleches avoida. Chochma means it's a ksas avoida, but it's not called a meleches avoida. So I say, "Me derais you allowed to blow the shofar." So why do I need a pasuk for to tell me yom through a year lechem? Even on Shabbos you can blow the shofar pshita. So the Gemara according to Rabbi Lezer, Elo lemach shirin is telling me a chiddush that the hechsher or the shofar is also doiche Shabbos, either to make the shofar or else to carry the shofar through the shus rabbin. For the Gemara of Rabbanan Humi Boile, what do they do with the word b'yoyim? They say b'yoyim v'lei b'layla, that the mitzvah shofar is only the guy of b'yoyim by daytime and not at nighttime. At nighttime there's no mitzvah to kiyah shofar. For Rabbi Lezer, how does he know this? You saw it only by day and not by night. B'yoyim v'lei b'layla m'nolei, how does he know this? You saw it. So the Gemara nafkelei mi b'yoyim ha-kipurim. He has exerishova the mitzvah shofar of Rosh Hashanah to the mitzvah shofar on Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur it says, Taviru shofar v'chol ha'artzachem. V'gamri mihadodi. Learn now one from the other. Here it says, mi b'yoyim ha-kipurim. It says, b'yoyim. So just like by Yom Kippur, the tkiya shofar is dafke b'yoyim, who adin by Rosh Hashanah is dafke b'yoyim. So what does the pasuk say, Yom Teruah for? Tell me even b'Shabbos. V'ad gemara v'lichta v'rachmona b'shofar v'lei tzihanef v'ligbu minei. So according to Rebbe Lezer, let the pasuk just say by tkiya shofar is doiche Shabbos to call machshirin, and Melai would know all the other mitzvahs are also doiche Shabbos. So the Gemara name, mitkiya shofar the Rosh Hashanah lekel migmar. I can't learn out from the mitzvah tkiya shofar Rosh Hashanah that the hechshir is doiche Shabbos to all the other mitzvahs are doiche Shabbos. So the Gemara of the Sfar is shekein machneses zichroinois shel Yisrael liavim shevashemayim. It is a special inyan of blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah that brings the zichronis, the remembrance of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other places as Lashon Lefnai Lefnim, the tkiya shofar brings mamish Lefnai Lefnim, mamish right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a special mitzvah, special schus to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So that's why maybe the mitzvah blowing the shofar is even doicha Shabbos, the hechsher mitzvah according to Rabbi Lezer. Mashenki and the other mitzvahs doesn't have such a big schus. It's not machneses zichronish shal Yisrael laviyim shebeshemayim. So maybe it's not doicha Shabbos. Vayter mitkiya shofar di Yom Kippur. Aye, it says by Yom Kippur also that the tkiya is doicha Shabbos. Vayter lekla migmuri. You can't learn out from this din either. Why the Yom Amar Tiku Bezdin Shofar, when the Bezdin blows the Shofar on Yovel on Yom Kippur, Niftru Avodim Lubatayim. All the Avodim, all the Yevadivris go out free. V'sodois Choizres Labalayim. And all the Sodis that were sold are Yachzer go back on Yovel. But since this Kia makes it like that's called the Dror, that's called when the Yovel, when it frees the Avodim and frees the Sodis coming back, that's the beginning, that's why it's Deicha Shabbos. Rashi says, Niftru avodim lebatayim, kriyas deror de yoivol tluyabo. The side that yoivol, the 50th year, makes the deror, makes it free, that makes the avodim free, it makes the sodas go back home, is telling the tkiya shofar of it. Hilkach chashiva. Therefore, this inyan to blow the shofar is very choshev. Therefore, it's even doicha Shabbos, even the machshireho. By shaking other mitzvahs that don't have this inyan, maybe it's not doicha Shabbos. That's why Rebbe Lezer has to have a special pasuk by all the other mitzvahs to say they're also doicha Shabbos, the hechsher of the mitzvah. By shaking the only two mitzvahs is only mezuzah and tzitzis. Those two mitzvahs, even though they're noyig on Shabbos, but the hechsher by making the tzitzis or putting up the mezuzah on the wall, that's not doicha Shabbos. Like the Gemara far before, hoyelu biyadal afkerun. Since you could be mafkir if you don't own a house, or if you don't own the beged, b'chlal, there's no mitzvah to wear the tzitzis, or to put up the mezuzah, so it's not called the chayvus agavra, therefore those two mitzvahs are not doicha Shabbos. Right, we'll stop here.